Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah and the following Mishnayos are going to deal with items that need to be kept distant from a city, lest they cause damage. And our Mishnah in particular is dealing with items that we don't want to be too close to the city, because we want to, it's for the beauty of the city, to have an open space in front of it. So the Mishnah says, Marchika nesa ilan min ha'ir esrim v'chamesh ama, that you're supposed to keep a tree distant from the city by at least 25 amos, so it should be an open space of 25 amos in front of the city. It makes it look nicer. Uva charuv uva shikma, a carob tree or a sycamore tree, chamishim ama, you have to leave a space of 50 amos, and the reason for that is because they have much larger and more numerous branches, and therefore, because they're larger and more numerous, we want to have a greater distance from the city. Abishol Omer, Abishol said, Kol ilan srak, any tree that does not bear fruit, chamishim ama, has to be kept 50 amas away. Now the Mishnah moves to a scenario where the tree is already planted and determines whose interests come first, the person who has the tree or the person or the city. Im ha'ir kadma, if the city was there first and they came along and planted, kotzeitz ve'eino nosein damim, he's got to cut down the tree that he planted, and the city does not have to pay him for it. However, if the tree was there first, he still has to cut it down, kotzeitz, but v'nosein damim, the city has to pay for the damage caused by the loss of the tree. Either event, he needs to cut it down, but question of whether or not he's going to be paid. Now, safek zekadam, that if it's in doubt whether or not which one came first, kotzeitz, they got to cut it down, as you have to in any instance. The eino nosein damim, however, the city does not have to pay, because hamotzi michavera olav haraya, if you want to extract money from somebody, you've got to bring a proof that the money is actually owed. The Gemara makes the point that in the case where the tree was there first, it says in the language of the Mishnah that kotzeitz v'nosein damim, you first cut down the tree and then you give the monies. Now, the reason the Gemara says that you do that in that order is because if the owner of the tree didn't have to cut down his tree until he received the money, he would be interested in keeping his tree there until he gets the money. And the city funds are known as, and I love this term that the Gemara has, it's a kidra de bei shutvi. It's a pot that belongs to partners, lo chamire v'lo karire. It's neither hot or cold. No one takes care of it. So if you have communal funds, there's no one really on top of the situation in the community chest to make sure that the man gets his money, to make sure that the tree gets cut down. So therefore, the owner of the tree will take his time, and the city will not provide the funds to make sure he takes it down, and it'll never happen. Therefore, we say first have him cut it down, and he'll make sure to extract the money from the city. That's the way to get it done.